December 8, 1924, on the Immaculate Conception, how the greatest prodigy was the continuous outpouring of the divine will upon her. I was thinking about and reflecting on the Immaculate Conception of my Sovereign Queen Mama. The qualities, the beauties and the prodigies of her Immaculate Conception were pouring into my mind, a prodigy that surpasses all other prodigies made by God in all of creation. Now, while I was thinking of this, I said to myself, great is the prodigy of the Immaculate Conception, but my celestial mama had no trial during her conception. Everything was favorable to her, both on the part of God and on the part of her nature, created by God, so happy, so holy, so privileged. So, what was her heroism and her trial? If the angel was not exempted from the test, nor was Adam in Eden, was the queen of all alone to be exempted and not to deserve the most beautiful halo that the trial would place on her august head of queen and mother of the Son of God? While I was thinking about this, my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, no one can be acceptable to me without the test. Had there been no test, I would have had a mother slave, not free. And slavery does not enter our relations or our works, nor can it share in our free love. My mama had her first trial from the very first moment of her conception. As soon as she did her first act of reason, she knew her human will on one side, and the divine will on the other, and she was left free to adhere to any of those two wills. And without losing one instant, knowing all the intensity of the sacrifice she was making, she gave us her will, without wanting to know it ever again. And we gave her ours as gift. And in this exchange of donation of wills on both sides, poured all the qualities, the beauties, the prodigies, the immense seas of grace of the Immaculate Conception of the most privileged of all creatures. It is always the will that I am used to testing. All sacrifices, even death, which were not directed to me from the human will, would nauseate me, and would attract not even a glance of mine. But do you want to know what was the greatest prodigy worked by us in this creature so holy, and the greatest heroism of this creature so beautiful, that no one will ever be able to equal? She began her life with our will, and with our will she continued it and fulfilled it. So, one can say that she fulfilled it from the moment she started it, and that she started it there where she fulfilled it. And our greatest prodigy was that in each one of her thoughts, words, breaths, heartbeats, movements and steps, our will poured upon her, and she offered us the heroism of a divine and eternal thought, word, breath, heartbeat, operating in her. This raised her so high that what we were by nature, she was by grace. All of her other qualities, her privileges, her very Immaculate Conception, would have been nothing compared to this great prodigy. Even more, this is what confirmed her and made her stable and strong during all of her life. My continuous will, pouring upon her, made her share in the divine nature, and her continuous receiving it, rendered her strong in love, strong in sorrow, different from everyone. In this will of ours operating in her, she drew the word upon earth, and the seed of the divine fecundity in order to conceive a man in God without human intervention. And our will made her worthy to be the mother of her own creator. This is why I keep insisting on the topic of my will, because my will maintains the soul beautiful, just as she came out of our hands, and raises her as the original copy of her creator. As many great works and sacrifices as one may do, if my will is not in them, I refuse them, I do not recognize them, it is not food for me. And the most beautiful works, without my will, become food for the human will, for self-esteem, and for the greed of the creature.